This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, speaking of sports, all right, this Denver Bronco coach, wait till you hear what happened at the airport. All right, first of all, we found out yesterday that this guy was arrested. He's a linebacker coach for the Denver Broncos. I forgot his name, Will Hoyt or something.
Will
like
Hoyt,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got arrested out at the airport. I guess he got in an altercation with a police officer out there, a legit police officer, not just a security person. But he goes out to the airport, and he leaves his truck unattended. He starts his truck. He's starting to leave. And for some reason, he got out of his truck and walked off. Okay.
Maybe he had to go poop.
Maybe. I have no idea. I have no idea what the guy had
when
to
do. When you got to go, you got
to go. I mean, like, that would be the only reason to leave it running and at the curb. Right?
Yeah.
We're like, it's an emergency.
Well, no, he's in a parking garage.
Oh, he's in the parking garage.
He's in the parking, and he's getting ready to exit. That's where he leaves the vehicle. So the cop walks up to him and says, dude, you can't leave your car unattended out of here running like this. And the guy says, F you.
Oh, all right.
Just right out of the chute, right? And then next thing you know, the guy, the coach, bumps him with his chest. Well, the cop pushes him back, and the guy hauls off and hits him in the face.
What?
Wow. With his fist, knocks him to the ground, and tries to escape.
Oh, he's going to jail.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Here's the story.
According to the probable cause statement, Michael Wilhoit is accused of punching a police officer in the face at the drop-off line at Denver International Airport. Police say the Denver Broncos outside linebackers coach pulled up to the airport's arrival drop-off lane at the East Terminal yesterday afternoon. He then got out of his 2021 Ford Bronco and left it unattended. According to the probable cause statement from police, a uniformed officer approached Will Hoyt when he returned to his vehicle and told him he could not leave his vehicle unattended. The statement said Will Hoyt used profanity at the officer and bumped his chest into the officer. Once the officer shoved Will Hoyt back, Will Hoyt then punched the officer in the face, according to the statement. The officer tased Will Hoyt for a couple of seconds before he got to his car and drove away. The statement says that the officer suffered injuries to both of his knees, also pain to his right jaw, and Will Hoyt is facing a single charge of felony assault over the incident, and his bond is set for $5,000.
Holy moly!
So that makes more sense. I didn't understand the parking garage. It was, in fact, the drop-off area, because you know how strict they are up there. Well, I know, but he just
this
said...
This one says the departure.
Well, departure is the drop-off area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the drop-off area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway. So it makes sense, because you guys have all done that. They are vigilant up there.
Yeah, you can't even sit in your car and sit and wait.
No.
Exactly.
Let alone get out of your car and leave it unattended.
That's why I was going to go with it. Like, he should have gone up and gone, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I had to poop. It was really, you know, I was going to soil my britches. You know, that's what he should have said.
Instead, he went with rage, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He could have easily said, poop the pants.
Yeah.
I think any officer would buy that, right?
Although I do like that I went with soil my britches.
That's a Southern Illinois thing, isn't it? Old britches. I like that word. Is that crazy or what? This guy lost his cool, man.
Well, not like that. He's going to be sued.
They had to pull out a taser, hit him with the taser, then he drove off. Yeah. They had to chase him down.
What's because that coach is a big guy. He is big.
But what makes you think you can do that? Yeah. It's a cop.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how big you are. You can't do that with a police officer.
I mean, he's just...
You can't go up and just bump him in the chest, and when they push you back, hit him with your fist?
No.
Yeah. That is outright assault, man.
Oh, my God.
On a police officer.
He might
be done.
Yeah,
this guy's looking for trouble.
He might be done.
Yeah, he's looking at trouble big time. Yeah.
Because
he's done with the Broncos.
Yeah, and the officer's going to sue him for money.
Yeah. So. I saw a rumor yesterday saying they should let this guy go and bring back Von Miller as the coach. Yeah. Because he's out of his contract up in Buffalo. So
does he want to coach?
He wants to come to Denver.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're saying, oh, here's an opening for you. Again, that might be just a rumor.
Is his kid still here?
I have no idea.
That secret one we didn't know about and stuff.
But when I saw that story, I thought, well, Von Miller's kind of had his problems too.
Yeah. Remember? Wasn't that chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
I'm like, I don't know if I want to trade one for that one.
Yeah,
he had his problems too. This guy's in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be smacking around on a police officer like this.
Did they tase him twice or just once?
I didn't catch it. He just tasered him.
They said several seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just held the button.
And then he's just standing there taking it. Yeah.
That's tough,
I bet you. That's what I'm saying.
And then drove away.
Yeah, that's wild.
You don't know that they're going to catch you? I mean, you're not going to get out of there. There's only one way out.
Well, yeah, and there's a million cameras.
Yeah.
It's the airport.
Yeah. Oh, everything is on camera. You're right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.